President Biden's border crisis breaking even more records. Over a quarter of a million migrants encountered in December. That is the single highest month on record. As you know, border states are so fed up, they've been busing migrants to sanctuary cities like New York. And now four migrants that were on one of those buses have been reportedly arrested earlier this month in a big shoplifting bust. Police saying they stole over $12,000 in merchandise from a Macy's at a mall on Long Island. Cops say they caught the crew at a traffic stop for allegedly using bogus plates on a BMW. According to the police, two of the suspects listed a Manhattan hotel as their address. Mark, there's a lot of questions and frustrations that taxpayers in New York City hold, especially one where they see illegal immigrants that are being housed in upscale hotels, for example, around Times Square, being treated much better than the homeless or the incarcerated, both of whom those groups are citizens.
All true.
What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson.
And you know, before I get into this video, there is a certain thing that I need to get into before I get into this masterpiece.
For those of you who don't remember, that's David Carroll. God rest his soul. I saw this, and I thought about two things that happened in my life. Recently, I tried to create a podcast. And it was with somebody who I thought was pretty close to me. But I started noticing that the more I started to pitch ideas, the more that he started to reject it. And he wanted to turn it into something that better suited him. So he went from being a co-host to just being the host, having me do all the editing and all the work, and he just wanted to maintain the finances and just show up on the podcast. He wanted me to figure out all the editing and figure out all the topics to talk about. And when I confronted him about it, all of his lies, all of his bullshit over the years that we've known each other. And let me tell you, let me give you some insight on some of these lies. In the beginning, when we first started talking to each other, he said, hey man, you know, I got a PS5, I'm married, I got a house and all this other bullshit. And then he introduces me to this one chick. And you know, this one chick started to fucking have a thing for me, because she saw how outspoken I was, and I was charming in a sense at the time. And he was getting pissed off, and he tried to throw me under the bus. He said, nah, this guy's, you know, Crimson's actually really immature. He's actually, you know, overweight and all this other bullshit. And he thought I was going to stay silent. And when I put his ass on blast, he was like, hey, what the fuck? Why are you attacking me? Now, the reason why I stayed quiet is because I know a lot of you men have gone through that. And I'm trying to honor that moment. That also reminded me of a time when I just started my MGTOW channel. And, you know, there was this guy who was subbed to me. And he posts other people's videos. Like, he doesn't post his own content. But he makes his opinion known. Like, he just will not stop fucking typing and texting, bro. It's embarrassing. His texting and his typing is like 4 hours long. I mean, it's not 4 hours. It's like 4 or 5 paragraphs long. It's long. It's fucking long. Any case, he was subbed to me, and he's like asking me, why am I posting gay jokes on my fucking, on my MGTOW account? And I just told him flat out, like, bro, this is what keeps the oxygen in my lungs. This is what makes me laugh. If you don't like it, unsubscribe, get the fuck out. And he's like, well, I came to MGTOW not so I can hear all these fucking disgusting jokes and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, then go. Like, I'm not MGTOW, motherfucker. I'm me. This is my channel. If you don't like it, get the fuck out. And then he proceeded to go on every other of my videos and my current videos at the time, not now, but at the time, and tell people, you know, this guy does drugs, he turned gay, and he's fucking crazy, and all this other shit, right? Here's the thing that I'm trying to get at. The guy that I told to unsubscribe to me is no different than the motherfucker who tried to take my podcast, which is no different than the fucking wetbacks that are coming over here and trying to steal from us. They argue and fight and act like the very bitch that left them. Let me repeat that. They argue and act like the very bitch that left them. The guy who tried to take my podcast threw my current situation in my face to try and basically hurt my feelings and insult me. The guy who, tried to defame me and try to take away my subscribers by calling me gay and saying that I was a drug addict and all this other shit, tried to do the exact same shit, try to fucking deflate me. And now these migrants are turning around and, you know, they're saying that they're the victim because the fucking American, you know, America won't give them a job. Here's the problem. All three of these fucking faggots all have one thing in common. They stepped in to our arena. And we have a specific set of principles, values, and ethics that we live by. A code of honor, a certain type of loyalty. And none of these motherfuckers live by that. And then they turn around after they fucking violate our principles, virtues, values, and principles. After they violate that, they turn around and complain that it's too fucking hard. They all bitch and whine and cry about this shit. That's what fucking pisses me off. All three of these motherfuckers have that one thing in common. Those migrants, they stole a BMW, put some bullshit plates on, stole 12, what does it say here? 12K from Macy's? That motherfucker who tried to steal my podcast? I watched this guy for 2 years, just analyzing him. Studying him, like watching his behavior, and not one ounce of his behavior had anything to do with trying to give to another human being. It's just take, 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 take. And the moment that I called him out on it, what did he do? He threw my current situation in my face to try and fucking deflate me. The motherfucker who was on MGTOW, I'm not going to give you his name, I'm pretty sure fucking Tao Gao knows about him because that motherfucker's everywhere. My buddy Tao, I haven't talked to him in a while. I love you, brother. But that one motherfucker who tried to fucking defame me, tried to fucking deflate me, tried to insult me, tried to fucking encourage my fan base to stop talking to me. That motherfucker did the exact same thing the bitch he fucking was with, who divorced his bitch ass, did, you know, he mimicked her fucking behavior. That's what pisses me off. That's what really sends me over the edge. is these men, these so-called men, have a lot of fucking damage, and they try to take it out on you, not realizing, like, oh fuck, I'm projecting, oh fuck, I'm reenacting something in my life, oh fuck, I'm, you know, this power dynamic that I'm trying to fucking create, where one guy does all the work, and then I do nothing. And now all of a sudden it's slapping me in the face because this guy's getting pissed off. By the way, the guy who tried to take my podcast, you know what he said? Well, I'm just going to copyright the name. I'm just going to take it from you. And I was like, yeah, I knew you would. That's why I fucking gave you a bullshit name. I knew you were going to do that. That's why I created the name in the context that I created. Because I knew you were going to do that. I don't fucking trust you. And last night was the final straw. I knew you were going to go down that direction, but me being me, I love having the sense of hope. I love the idea that maybe I'm wrong. I love the idea that I could be fucking wrong and I don't want to be right. And this piece of shit proved me fucking right. Yeah, I'm a bit bothered by it. That's why I'm quiet. Because I want her to be right. I want her to be wrong so fucking badly. So, recently, I got into a fight with a best friend. And he did the exact same thing that this fucking piece of shit who tried to steal my podcast did. He threw my situation in my face. The rock between the hard place. I don't know if you guys saw the chameleon video. It doesn't matter. My point is that he tried to do the same shit. Tried to throw my situation in my face. And, it was like, dude, all that time that I spent talking to you, mentoring you, giving you advice, giving you mentorship, like listening to your problems, solving your problems. You know, this guy fucking got, like, you know, my ex-best friend, he got drunk, pulled out a gun and said he was going to kill us both. And I had to wrestle the fucking gun out of his hand. Now this motherfucker wants to turn around and throw my situation in my face. By the way, the guy's 27 years old, still lives with his mom, has a dead-end job, and he's fucking saying, like, that's why you're fucking homeless. Which I'm not. Not that you guys give a fuck, but my point is that these faggots, right? Like, just like the migrants, just like the fucking guy on my MGTOW channel, just like the fucking guy who tried to take my podcast, just like my best friend, all did the exact same shit. They tried to throw my current situation in my face and then blame it on me or society. They fuck up. They come into our fucking territory, violating our principles, values, virtues, you know, all that shit, loyalty and honor. Go out the fucking window. And when they betray that and we punish them for it, they turn around and say, it's your fault. It's society's fault. It's this fault. It's this other fault. They act just like the fucking very bitch that raised them. Like the very bitch that left them. Like the very bitch that groomed them. And this is why I'm making this video, guys. Our culture has turned to shit. Taogao literally is the only guy that I know that hasn't ever, ever fucking done that shit. And that's the reason why I love him to death. And I haven't even contacted him. I haven't messaged him. But Tao, if you ever watch this video, dude, I love you, brother. out of the fucking... I was living out of my car, and this motherfucker reached out to me. And I told him how much I appreciated his work and his videos and how much they saved my life. How I looked forward to a video every fucking day. His guidance, his wisdom, his encouragement. I looked at it and I felt alive. I hadn't felt that way in a while. It inspired me. Every time he pumped out a video, I wanted to do a video that was 10 times better than that. Of course, I fucking fell short. I mean, the guy has more wisdom than I do. But that's the kind of fucking role model that I wanted in my life. And I look at these men all around me. None of them have a fucking guy to look up to. They all just fight and argue like the very bitch that raised them and broke up with them and they live with. That is their comfort zone. Throwing shit in your face when you're at your lowest. Reminding you how much of a piece of shit you are. And guess what? Hey, you're gonna leave? Okay, well, I'm gonna take that shit anyway. I'm just gonna take your podcast. I'm just gonna claim the name. I'm just gonna do all this. I'm just gonna do all that. Whoop-de-woo-la-de-la. Sound familiar? Sound like divorce? Yeah, bro. This is why I stay single. This is why I don't get involved. And like I said before in my last video, I realized, much like Musashi, it hurt. But in order to have a peaceful life, to enjoy watching the lotus bloom, you have to be alone. Peace equals loneliness. And I struggle with that. Because of course I want to fucking make a woman happy. I'm just like you guys. I think about getting laid and I think about making a girl happy. I think about other things in life. Having kids, getting married, having a house. And then I have the other side of my mind that tells me the reality. The reality is that, you know, at any given time, a bitch can fucking leave me and take half my shit. That's the reality that I live with, man. After the Green Ranger died, when I found that out, that was it. Marriage and having kids is off the table. I don't want anything to do with it. I want to be left the fuck alone. This has been one fucking hell of a rant. But I'm making this video so that you can see and hear and identify the personality and traits of the abuse and the abusers and the abusive people that come into our lives. My want is that we point these motherfuckers out and put a red flag on them. A public red flag. So that we never have to deal with these fucking pieces of shit ever again. God bless you and guard your heart.